Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Cal Abrams. Batting second. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chuck Deering. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Larson. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Don Larson. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Spook Jacobs. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Limmer. Batting third. The third baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Vic Power. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Taylor. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Robertson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Gray. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Johnny Gray. And now, play ball. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jacobs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Limmer scoops it up and throws to first, with Gray covering, for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus takes first base on ball four. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs strikes out. One out. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a fly ball into right field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jacobs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jacobs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young takes first base on ball four. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Jacobs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson hits a pop-up towards first. Limmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 0 for 1 in the game. Abrams takes first base on ball 4. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 1 in the game. Cohn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Abrams moves to second. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Limmer scoops it up and throws to first, with Gray covering, for the out. Abrams moves to third. Cohn moves to second. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into right field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a pop-up towards first. Waitkus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a fly ball into right field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. Courtney hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 0 for 1 in the game. Deering hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jacobs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacobs takes first base on ball 4. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Limmer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Deering who is chasing the ball. Limmer reaches third base with a triple. Jacobs goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallow hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Deering. Vallow reaches second base with a double. Limmer scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vallow scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 0 for 1 in the game. Larson takes first base on ball 4. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Abrams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Limmer scoops it up and throws to first, with Gray covering, for the out. Larson moves to second. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jacobs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson hits a fly ball into right field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 1 in the game. Gray hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Spook Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jacobs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jacobs. The throw from Courtney and he is out, Hunter applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Waitkus hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 2 in the game. Courtney hits a fly ball into center field. Power settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 0 for 2 in the game. Deering hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Power settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Limmer hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Finnegan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Deering who is chasing the ball. Finnegan reaches third base with a triple. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Vallo hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunter strikes out. One out. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Larson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Abrams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larson moves to second. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cohn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larson scores. Abrams moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Abrams scores. Cohn moves to third. It's 3-2, Athletics. Mo Burchie now pitching. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burchie fields it and throws to first for the out. Cohn scores. Waitkus moves to second. Two outs. It's Orioles, 3, Athletics, 3. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-3 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing third base. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-2 in the game. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Don Bolweg pinch hits for Mo Burchie. Don Bolweg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolweg takes first base on ball 4. Robertson moves to second. Charlie Bishop pinch runs for Don Bolweg. Bill Renna pinch hits for Spook Jacobs. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Sonny Dixon now pitching. Pete Suter now playing second base. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Deering hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Limmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski pinch hits for Billy Hunter. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a fly ball into center field. Power settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Larson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Breitwesser now playing shortstop. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Limmer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Finnegan bunts towards first. Waitkus scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Finnegan for the out. Limmer moves to second. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Deering who is chasing the ball. Taylor reaches third base with a triple. Limmer scores. Vallow goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Athletics. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Taylor scores. It's 6-3, Athletics. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-3 in the game. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. DeMaestri moves to second. Howie Fox now pitching. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Abrams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.